Well, it is Tuesday, and you know what that means. It is time for another Tech Tuesday with our digital media director, Sarah Kenzie. Sarah is joining me today because, well, you're going to get another great email coming to your inbox today, and she's joining me to tell you a little bit more about it. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, Sarah, you know, we are just a few days away from the wonderful Christmas holiday. Kind of tell me, for you growing up and now, what do you really look forward to the most about this time of year?
I love just being with family, I think, is my favorite part of Christmas. And we always get together early on Christmas morning, and we look in the stockings, and then we open all of our presents. So it's a fun, relaxing morning. We usually go to Mass the night before, which is always nice, but that makes Christmas Day just a kind of relaxing morning, which I think is really fun.
Now, Sarah, I know that you've told me before, there's a lot of siblings in the Kenzie household. Do you guys get together and like cook like some special cookies or just a really big kind of Christmas type meal?
Oh, yeah. We really like food. There's always some desserts going on. Fudge is one that my mom always makes. We like, you know, decorating the sugar cookies, all of that. My dad is Italian, and he usually has some type of Italian dish that he works in somewhere in there. So it's always amazing. I always go home to visit for the food.
Absolutely. As it should be, food and family.
Yeah.
And just being able to be together during this time of year, I think, is what so many people, especially after all that we've been through with the pandemic, it's just great to be able to gather with family. Well, the email is coming out. Now, this is a special, you're going to highlight one of the interviews from the Morning Blend, and it is Dr. Saad Jaswari, and it's a really special event. Kind of remind our listeners what that is.
Yes. So Dr. Saad talks about the Chaldean Rite Mass, and that is coming up on December 26th, so this Sunday, at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, and it's open to everyone. And I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to see other rites in the Catholic Church and to see these other traditions, but we're all still unified as Catholics. And Dr. Saad does such a good job talking about the history of the Chaldean Church, you know, the Christians living in Iraq, especially. And then Monsignor O'Connor was also with us for that interview, and he kind of talks about how those rites are different. What are you going to see that is the same versus what's different? So I really learned a lot from the interview, and I think going to the Mass is a great opportunity to learn more about this.
Yeah, and I'd encourage our listeners to definitely listen to that interview again. I had a wonderful time talking to the both of them. And the bishop, the Chaldean bishop, is coming from Southern California to be at this very special Mass. And Monsignor O'Connor was great to talk about it in this interview, in that, you know, Christmas is on Saturday.
Right.
That is a holy day of obligation.
Yep. Right?
And Sunday is our regular Sunday obligation, mm-hmm. and that you could attend this Mass, this Chaldean Mass that's happening, I believe it's at 2:00 in the afternoon. Definitely check for all of the details, but that would fulfill your Sunday obligation. Also, they are in full communion with the Catholic Church, the Chaldean Rite. So really very, very interesting and a really great opportunity. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining me today, well, because you got another great email coming to your inboxes this afternoon. One of our most popular shows is our own Archbishop, Voice of the Shepherd. He and Dina Marie get together every week, and they have a wonderful kind of discussion on different things. Mm-hmm. He's going to be one of the shows that people are going to find in their email.
So we'll be sharing one of the most recent episodes of Voice of the Shepherd with you all. There's been some great recent episodes, and like you said, it is one of our most popular shows, and I think it's so great for people to hear, you know, the Archbishop's thoughts on a lot of things going on, and it's just really great to be able to hear him.
You know, Sarah, when Archbishop Sample first came to our area when he was appointed, he was so excited to know that there was a Catholic radio station.
Oh, wow.
That was already established here. And of course, we've always told our listeners we are the first lay-owned Catholic radio station in the United States. And what Archbishop Sample said, and what gave him such a, you know, great relief, is to know that it was a part of the community already, and that it allowed him ways to connect to the whole archdiocese, even in the weeks where he wasn't able to travel. And, you know, sometimes it takes him a long time. It could be many months before some areas right. see him at their own parishes. So Voice of the Shepherd is wonderful. And especially this time of year, the inspiration, so wonderful from him. And then, Sarah, you know, we have been doing this. This is finishing up kind of not a full year for you that you've been here with Mater Dei Radio. But, you know, it's been just such a great time to be able to get to know you and to have time to talk and figure out all of these technical things with you. We are all very grateful. I think that's one of the things that people really look forward to this time of year, too, is just to, you know, look back on this year. 2021's been a tough one. I think many people might be glad to see it just kind of go away. But we're still so grateful for our listeners, especially.
Yeah. And I, you know, as you talk about looking back on this year and starting this new job for me and getting to know, you know, all of you here at the studio. But as you said, getting to know our listeners and our community. And that's been such a wonderful thing for me to see how many people that I already know that, you know, are part of Mater Dei's legacy, but also getting to hear from new people that I hadn't had a chance to connect with before. And just seeing how much our local Catholic community supports us is just really wonderful, because we couldn't do any of this without our listeners and our supporters. And I'm just really grateful that, you know, all of you listening support this ministry, and, you know, that I'm able to work here because of your support. And I love that everything we do is going back to our listeners. You know, all of our shows, all of our programming, you know, our new app, all those things, like, we just want to give that back to our listeners. And we're all kind of working together toward the same goal.
Oh, well, for sure, Sarah. And again, when we receive these gifts from all of our listeners, boy, we do our very best to be able to take those gifts and turn them into great Catholic broadcasting. And like you said, give it back to them in a way that is useful, like our free Hail Mary media app. It's been one of the best parts of this year, of the things that we have been able to accomplish, and in no small part, Sarah, because of what you have been able to bring to our community. So we're just so grateful for you, and we're grateful for our wonderful listeners. So thank you again. We're looking forward to that email.
Of course, happy to be here.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you are not receiving those emails, you definitely want to be able to get access to that. And you can find more information about how to sign up for our emails and all of our great locally produced shows. Just head over to our webpage, materdeiradio.com.